Indeed, as you said, Next Men In approach has been utilized and good experience for those younger kids down the road and into the off season and next season as well to give them a taste of the varsity atmosphere a little sooner. MFL Marmac, one final game on the docket this Friday night as you take on the Bulldogs, who are 6-1, 4-0, the top team in the district. As Beckman has dominated this series 6-0 since 2008, and you beat him twice last year, 35-6 and 41-7, and the Bulldogs are tough again.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we kind of knew that. I don't think they lost a lot from last year, but they lost so much production from their rushing game. But they've picked up where they've left off, and they do a lot of things well. Coach Anderson does a good job. Hey, he's a system guy. He is their system, and they run it really, really well. The things that we were able to do last year as far as only giving up 13 points in two games was just a testament to what we did defensively and those types of things of just having good plans and then executing. For us, hey, we got to stick to our plan. And then the next piece becomes execute. There's so many things with the wing tee that just provide nuances where they're trying to get a one-on-one matchup with a running back or in a corner, make you basically cover every gap, spread you out. It's kind of like an old school spread. Hey, they're worried about rushing gaps for spread option, and getting those traps going, those outside buck sweeps going and things like that. It's very different than the throwing it, but it's a similar principle. So well coached, good team. We just got to think about going up there. And I told our kids, hey, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a positive attitude. I'm looking for you guys to compete. That's, as simple as that. And, they're a good team. We know they're a good team, but, you don't get a lot of chances to play football, and for these seniors, these guys, hey, you don't get to strap pads back on and go play like rec basketball or something, that I do on Sunday nights at the middle school or at the high school gym. Those things are over for football. It doesn't happen again. So just enjoy it and go out there and have fun.
Absolutely. All right. Good luck on Friday night taking the trip up to Monona. We'll talk to you and wrap it all up next Wednesday night. Thanks for your time as always.
Thank you, Swish.
You betcha. Mark Atwater, head coach of the Beckman Blazers here on the program. More of it coming up right after this.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Phil from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ed Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event. Creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver, Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in red power.
Edgewood Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
And welcome back into the program, Cam State Sports Zone, 626 now this Wednesday night. John Swisher here in the studios of KMCH. Josh Christensen, remote style tonight from Cedar Rapids. Along with us now is Brett Mather, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, as the Hawks will have Wamac Conference Volleyball coming up tomorrow in Mount Vernon, the 11-team battle, and we will have all the coverage starting at 4 o'clock in the middle school gym, Mount Vernon Schools, tomorrow. Joan and I will make the journey down and have all of the coverage for you, starting with South Tama tomorrow. Coach, we flash back first and talk about last week, a great effort at Cedar Falls, as going 2-1 in that new quad this year on the schedule against Waterloo East and Mason City, the 2-0 victories there, and then falling to Cedar Falls, a sixth-ranked team in Class 5A by the score of 2-1. But I just thought the play was pretty consistent and crisp for most of the night, and your girls played well on the road in Cedar Falls last Thursday night.
Yeah, overall, we were definitely pleased with what we did at Cedar Falls there. You know, against Mason City, Waterloo East, I think we went out there and kind of took care of business. We didn't play down to a level that, you know, that you don't ever like to play down to. So I was really pleased with that. And then against Cedar Falls, what a battle. Both teams back and forth there. And it was just fun to watch, and I'm sure it was a lot of fun for the girls to play in. But, you know, that's what you want to be doing this time of year. You want to be playing in those big matches, and you want to go out there and put your best foot forward. So I thought we did a great job of that. I came up just a little bit short, but I loved we were down pretty big. I think it was like 5-12 in game three against Cedar Falls. And, you know, came back and had an opportunity. I didn't quite capitalize, but nonetheless, we mentally stayed competing, and then that's what you want your girls to do.
Indeed, a fun match there back and forth against Cedar Falls in that finale last Thursday night, winning the first one, 25-23. So great experience and a big pressure match. They had some fans there. It's not going to be, it wasn't as big as a postseason match will be, but it's pretty darn close to the noise in that gym with a great competition like Cedar Falls. And you turned around and went to the West Side Invitational, always a great competition there, hosted by Cedar Rapids Jeff this past Saturday. He went 2-2 with wins over Burlington Notre Dame and Cedar Rapids Wash, 2-1 and 2-0 respectively, then fell to Dyke New Hartford and Marion 2-0. If there's better competition for your team right now besides those two teams, I want to see it. I mean, I'm sure there is, but Dyke New Hartford, one of the best teams in the state, one of the nation, of course, and we saw them earlier on in the year, and you saw them again on Saturday, but good quality experience for your team again in your final Saturday tournament.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, it is great competition of the 16 teams there. You know, 12 of them are extremely solid year in, year out. So that's what you want. You know, overall throughout the day, if I had to, you know, to say how we played, I thought at Cedar Falls we played real well. I'm going to be on the other side, but I thought we played real poorly overall on Saturday. You know, we came out and lost game one against Burlington, who's a very, very good squad. But then, you know, I did like, you know, that we did kept battling there. We're down 1-0, but it's always the first of two there. And we did play a good game two and three. Our second match, honestly, we went out there. We're down 9-0 against the team that's won two games in the, throughout the entire season. So, you know, we didn't start Liv Schulte, but that shouldn't have been a 9-0 advantage to the other team there. But, you know, we didn't compete near as what we needed to. And then, obviously, if you're not playing at a high level against Dyke, they're going to exploit you. And they certainly did that. And then Marion, they did the same thing. We didn't play at a high level, and we pretty much got taken out pretty handily by both squads.
So some learning lessons going into a winner moves on a tournament to here at the WAMAC conference coming up tomorrow at Mount Vernon as you open up with South Tama, 11-team format to kind of go back. You have to go back, what, 11, 12 maybe years before we had it all in one night and against all the teams in the conference, which is now down to 11 teams. And what do you think of this conference tournament coming into it tomorrow?
Well, you know, I like it when it goes back to the two-day format, to be quite honest. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're hoping we go down there. And, you know, we hope we talk about it, the battles. That's what I talked about at practice tonight. We got to go get in those battles, and particularly when you play against a really good squad, you know, that's fun. But, you know, like I said over the weekend, I didn't think we battled. And that's what we got to do is we got to put our best foot forward, and we got to keep fighting for every single point. And there's more to than you know, the game. You got to be disciplined when you play the game, and you know, you got to play your spot. You got to turn your defense into offense and stuff, and that's what we're working on. Really pushed them tonight at practice for it. I do believe in the girls. There's more in them. You know, that's what I told them at the end of practice. Our job is to get it out of you and to get it out of yourselves. Is to give us every ounce of energy, every ounce of discipline you got, because that's certainly what's going to take for our tournament tomorrow and our postseason run. There's no doubt about that.
And speaking of the postseason, you found out who your first round opponent, one of them will be, either Clinton or Central DeWitt, coming up when you start things next Thursday night at home at Seedorf Gymnasium. You're the number one draw, no surprise, in Region 7 of Class 4A. So either the Sabres or the River Kings. What do you think about this Region 7 when you first saw it Friday afternoon?
Well, you know, I thought maybe we'd go north, but that's okay. It is what it is. We don't control that, so why bother trying? But, you know, so we're in a good spot. You know, there's some good teams in there. Clinton, I think we'll be the team we play that first round for us. I think they're going to handle DeWitt pretty easily from what it looks like anyway. But, sure. You know, strange things certainly happen. So that'll be our most important match is the Clinton match, assuming it is them. And if it's not, then it'll be the DeWitt match. So we got to take it one match at a time, and we got to, like I said, we got to continue to push ourselves, and we got to get everything we can out of ourselves, because you know the postseason is there's no gimmies. We're going to have a tough road to get there, but it's also a doable road if we continue to get better. That's got to be our goal.
Indeed. All right, Coach. Best of luck. We'll see you tomorrow down in Mount Vernon. Have a good night.
All right, well, thanks for all the coverage. We certainly appreciate it.
Switch. Absolutely. Brett Mather, head coach of the West Delaware Hawks here on the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. Bring Josh back in, and we will get to our more of our coverage area football coaches. We'll start things up with Mike Augustine, the head coach of the Starmont Stars, next when we return right here on KMCH.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Back in the Cam Sheet Sports Zone, 6:35 now here on this Wednesday night. John Swisher, glad to have you along. Josh Christensen along as usual as well. Mike Augustine is the head coach of the Starmont Stars. His team fell to Maquoketa Valley last week, 38-24, homecoming 2022 for the Stars as Starmont at 1-6 now. But, Coach, you got to be happy with that effort for your team coming out, starting that game up 12-0 as before Maquoketa Valley got going there later on in that first quarter. What'd you like from your kids early on in that game Friday night?
Well, like you said, we started out with a good bang. We were making plays. We were being consistent on in all phases of the ball and doing our job and you know, got up, which was good. And then kind of hit a little bit of a lull where we lost our consistency and had a turnover. And Mac Valley, you know, hats off to them. They made plays and got back in the lead, and it was kind of back and forth there, and we weren't able to ever catch them again to get back. But overall, like I said, it was a pretty good game, and happy with the guys' effort as always.
Coach, how important was that play at the end of the first half, though, to Isaiah Maker? Because you guys were down 30-12, and that touchdown did give you some momentum, I'm sure, going into halftime, gave you some new life with, like you said, with where the way everything was going towards Maquoketa Valley's way. How big was that that play? And just, you know, offensively, Nick Wilfong was able to hit Anthony King on the sideline to kind of set it up. So what impressed you about a drive like that with less than 15 seconds to go, basically?
Coach, you still there? Did you hear Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't hear. I kind of went blank there.
Okay, I'll sum it up for you here. Josh is remote tonight down in Cedar Rapids, but he was asking about how big that play was right before halftime to give yourself some more offensive momentum after you hadn't had any for about a quarter and a half there.
Yeah, you know, after we stalled out offensively a little bit, I mean, it was big. It was a good shot in the arm going into halftime, and you know, got the kids fired back up and excited, really nice to see them make plays when the opportunity presented itself.
Indeed, 1-6 now on the year after the hard-fought effort against Maquoketa Valley on Friday night, and getting ready for the final regular season game here in this one as getting ready for your final opponent this Friday night. What's been the mindset here so far in practice with this non-district matchup coming up with Lisbon, a 4-3 team?
Well, we've had some guys banged up, so getting healthy has been our number one focus. Getting our bodies feeling good and just going back to the little things, you know, penalties and turnovers cost us last Friday night, so we've been focusing on those little things, ball security and knowing where you are on the field and working on those fundamentals so we don't have those things hurt us when we need to be going the other direction.
Indeed, and continue to try to improve, even though the final week of the season. And what have you talked to your kids about? What do you try to take away, even though you're not vying for a playoff spot, you're still staying together as a team and finishing things out here in the regular season?
All right, it's just finishing out the way we started. It's fighting every play, one play at a time. You know, we were lucky. We got we're going to go down to North Tama for week 9, so we have 2 games left. And I go, we're going to play for, you know, focus on us, you know, who's all in here together and taking it one play at a time. You know, we'll start with Lisbon and go out and compete our hearts out and don't forget why we play the game, why we coach the game. So it's going to be that, and just continue to build that foundation sturdier.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck, Coach, Friday night against Lisbon. We'll recap next Wednesday. Thanks for your time as always.
All right, thank you.
Mike Augustine, the head coach of the Starmont Stars here on the program tonight as we move along. It's 6:39, more coverage area coaches to get to. This is the KMCH Sports Zone on a Wednesday night right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com, your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Dunn & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top-quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Dunn & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common-sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
KMC Sports Zone rolls on, 6:42. On a Wednesday night, John Swisher, Josh Christensen along with you per usual. Head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats, Trevor Arnold, joins us now as Mack Valley with their 5-2 record now after the victory over Starmont, 38-24, as coach, your team overcame some adversity on Friday night up at Starmont, their homecoming. They got out 12-0 before you came back and tied it up at the end of that first quarter and then took the halftime lead. But what was it early on in that game against Starmont that put them up 12-0 there for a little bit?
Just the missed assignments, you know, young kids in spots, and they went to the wrong direction kind of thing. Just eyes in the wrong spot, and it led to a couple big plays. The first one was the King kid just running literally ISO right at the middle of the field, and we had a blitz on, but we didn't go the right spot, and that led to, you know, a score. He's an athletic kid that knows what he's doing. When he gets a hole, he's gone. And then the next time was Will Fong on a reverse option play, something we hadn't seen them do on tape, and not that exactly was what surprised us. We just didn't do our job as at the end and hit the QB like we're supposed to and force the pitch. They were able to just, Will Fong ran around the end and see you later. About 60 yards, I think that one was. But, you know, that's kind of been our thing all year. We play really, really well, and then we kind of give up some big plays. And almost every game, that's how the other team scores. It's not because anybody drove on us for any length of time. It's just, you know, we get caught in the wrong spot at the wrong time, we give up a big play. So we're still working towards that, really making teams earn it when they score. It can't be because just a flat-out mistake by us. They've got to really put things together and do it. And that'll be big for us this Friday against North Lynn. That's how they live by the big play now. I think most teams that force them into trying to drive the ball on them, they've been successful at that too. But you know, they just have huge play after huge play. So that's going to be key for us, not only this week, but going forward, too.
Indeed, you got to be happy with how your kids grounded in there, came back, and able to get the win 38-24, 18 points in that second quarter after you tied it up at the end of one frame, then scored 8 more points in that fourth quarter, held them to 12 in that second half. So I got to be very pleased with the effort of staying with it and coming back after that little adversity early on in that ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, and 4 quarters of football is a long time, and some people don't maybe agree with that statement, but, man, it's a long time. You know, you can give up 12 points early like we did against East Buck. We gave up 12 points in the first quarter right away, probably the first two possessions, I think it was. We gave up 2 points, and you know, what do you know? You settle down, and you score yourself, and you get back in the ballgame. And we were able to do that then, and we were able to do that on Friday against Starmont. I think their 4 scores were a 90-plus yard interception return for a touchdown, a 72-yard run, a 61-yard run, and a 45-yard kind of semi-Hail Mary at the end of the first half. So, you know, that tells you if we just short up some of those big mistakes, we're going to be definitely in a different position and not force our offense to have to come up with 30 or 40 points all the time to come up with a win.
And talking about that, you know you're going to have to play a very disciplined football right from the get-go against Northland. Well, the top teams, the top team, of course, a 5-0 in District 4 on Friday night when the Lynx come to town.
Yeah, I mean, you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay on both offense and defense. They're ultra-aggressive on defense, and they're, you know, most of the time they're going to bring 6 guys, you know, at least 5, if not 6. Somebody's blitzing, and their D-line does a really good job of pulling blockers one way and another and opening up a huge hole for their linebackers to get through. And, you know, we got to communicate really well up front, and we got a couple young guys up there, but it's been slowly coming along, getting better each week, and hopefully they're primed and ready to go for, you know, one of the best opponents we've seen all year. Now, West Branch is about as good as we can possibly see, but Northland isn't too far behind, in my opinion, with what they're doing. So, another quality opponent that we got to play our best football. Something we've talked about quite a bit is our greatest game, our 4 quarter full game is still out there. We haven't played it yet. So hopefully that shows up this Friday for us.
Indeed. And you had a cool experience early on in the week on Monday. Your 8-year-old Cam celebrating his 8th birthday and got a road trip with dad to take on the Kansas City Chiefs and Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night. Cool experience. Remembering these childhood memories. Boy, he's going to never forget that. He's going to remember that as long as he lives. And it was a neat thing that you took time out of your schedule. And sometimes you get busy with life and work. And forget to do little things like that. But kudos to you for doing that. I'm sure he enjoyed that very much.
Oh, man, he's still grinning ear to ear. But, you know, 5 years ago, I might have not even pursued the idea of doing something during the football season just because there's everything that's going on. But, you know, you get a little older and you turn 37, you got 3 kids, you start thinking about those things even more so. So it was a super easy decision, and got a shout out to a couple guys that got me the tickets. You know, it was a Twitter conversation, and bam, what do you know? I got 2 tickets to a Chiefs game on Monday Night Football against the Raiders in my email. So it's just a lot of things happened. It was after a really cool big win for us against Bellevue at home, and came home to 2 free tickets, and it was an experience of a lifetime. And it was I walked into it thinking it was going to be amazing as a lifelong Chiefs fan, but it exceeded my expectations over and over and over again. And for it to be his first professional football experience, he was addicted to football before. I think I don't think anybody could counsel him out of his love for football at this point. So that's pretty cool. Something him and I share pretty deeply. So.
Absolutely, that's great. Down 17-0 at one point. I'm sure you're a little concerned how his first Chiefs atmosphere is going to be in Arrowhead, but they were able to come back. What a finish for that game! Able to come back and get the win.
Carl Sheffer's helped out with that quite a bit, and you know, probably the best evidence I've found for it. I mean, I thought it was loud, but I didn't have anything personally to base it off of prior to. But the one of the groundskeepers that's been there for 160 games on the field said that it is the loudest by far he has ever experienced it, and that's the last 160 games, which would include the Seattle record game. So
Buffalo, yeah.
You know, that's a lot to go off of. That it was pretty cool, and a pretty, you know, epic, amazing experience that we were able to experience it. And we joined in on the booze, too. I'll fully admit that. But we let Carl Shepherds have it as well.
Indeed. It's getting ready for this Northland game. But the excitement around school right now with playoff football for the first time in a few years, good feeling getting those T-shirt orders in and getting excited for the playoff football you're in. It's just a matter of where you'll be right now in that district and who you'll host. You'll find that out Saturday morning.
Yeah, pretty sure, you know, no matter what happens, we are locked into the three spot. A couple weeks ago, I thought math-wise we might be able to make it work where, you know, we went out with a couple big 17-point wins week 7 and week 8. We could sneak into that two spot, but not beating Starmont by 17 or more and doing the math, we're stuck in the three spot no matter what. But you want to end the regular season on a high note against a quality opponent because, you know, if we play Alburnett is who I think it will be. That's what my gut says, but it might be Wapsie Valley as well. If Alburnett upsets Columbus Junction, we could be going way south to Columbus Junction too, so who knows. But you're happy to be in the playoffs, but you want to make it last as long as possible, and that's kind of been the message to the kids. Like, there's no guarantee we go to the playoffs next year or the year after or the year after, so you got to take full advantage when you get there. And make it last and make the memories last and make, you know, every play and every opportunity you get, take full advantage of it because you don't know when you're going to get your next one. So, the kids have kind of bought into that mentality quite a bit this year, which is good. You know, we laid a few eggs, down at West Branch, obviously, in the second half against East Bucks. I think the kids are hungry to prove that that's not who we are. That's not our best effort, but hopefully, you know, we prove that on Friday and then roll it right into a big, big first round playoff game the week after.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck against North Lynn on Friday night, getting ready for the playoffs. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Wish.
You betcha. Trevor Arnold, the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats here on the program. We will get to more of our coverage area coaches, 651. The Sports Zone rolls on right after this.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Great and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Back in the KMC Sports Zone, 6:53 on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. Wes Wilson is the head coach of the Monticello Panthers, his team at 5-2 after their latest victory over Anamosa, battle for the Cowbell. Stays with the Panthers as district number 5 be decided for sure this Friday night as the Panthers get ready for Northeast. First, Coach, we take a look back in that game down at Downing Field on Friday night. 52-24, your team able to win. Talk about how this game started out and then went for your team as you're able to get the sizable victory over the Blue Raiders.
Yeah, we knew what we were going to get out of Anamosa. You know, it's going to be a hard hard-nosed game, and they're going to always come out and play hard. Coach Huss does a great job with those guys down there and has really got them playing well here towards the end of the year. So, you know, they kind of they jumped on us early. We had the ball inside the red zone, actually inside the five-yard line twice, and only come away with 3 points. You know, they were able to capitalize and put together like a 98-yard drive, and, you know, we were able to score with about 10 seconds left in the first half to make it 10-9. So we trailed going into that, into the half there, 10-9. We talked about our execution. We talked about, up front. You know, that's kind of a old record that keeps going. We've been talking about how we continue to grow. We needed to do that in the second half, and, we were able to control the line of scrimmage. We were able to run the football, which really opened up our pass game with Preston and Tate. Easton Pruel had a really big night for us, and we were able to kind of get rolling there in the second half and put up 43 points in that second half to kind of pull away.
Indeed, an incredible night for Preston, the junior quarterback, linebacker, 22 of 30, 333 yards through the air, 203 rushing, 4 touchdowns passing, 2 rushing. Then he had 6 tackles. Just a tremendous effort. But as I talked to him today, he's our latest KMC Sports Standout Performer of the Week presented by F&M Bank. Talked to him today before practice about how it takes all his teammates, and he's very wise to that. He knows that he couldn't do it without him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, football is one of those games where you could have the best player on the field, but that doesn't guarantee wins because you got to have 10 other guys with them to make plays. So, you know, we're lucky to have guys that are coming along, and we got some playmakers on the outside. And, you know, Preston's just done a really good job this year. I think I mentioned before how much he's matured as a quarterback. He doesn't try to force things, and you can see that on his percentages. His completion percentage is really high right now. I think it's over 65%. Mm-hmm. He's making really good decisions with the ball. He's not trying to force throws. I think he's only got 3 interceptions on the year. So those are things he's done a really good job this year of, is taking care of the football. You know, and he was able to do that. He had a couple big passes for us. You know, Anamosa got a score to get it within 7 on us, and he come back and hit Easton Pruel on an 88-yard touchdown to put us back up 2 scores. And it was just those things that he's done over the offseason this year to make him a better quarterback have been a huge step for us.
Indeed, and pretty simple coming up with Northeast this Friday night. The winner gets the district crown here as home field. Dean Nelson Field is where you want to be for the first round of the playoffs, and that will definitely help. First or second team will get that in the district, but always good to end on a positive note, and winning a home game and getting the district crown for the second year in a row is obviously the goal of your team with Northeast, your opponent, Friday night.
Yeah, when we talked this year, our first goal is winning another district title. And, you know, we have that opportunity this Friday. More on the line than that with, you know, going 5-0 in the district, guaranteeing you 2 home playoff games, and then seeing how the chips fall in round 3 and possibly having that quarterfinal game at home. So it's a big night for us. You know, our kids have worked hard to put themselves in this opportunity. We had some adversity early in the year, and dropped a couple games early that I think made us better. And, you know, we just keep improving. And, you know, it's just good to have that opportunity, and it's even better to have it at home.
And Northeast, a team that the Panthers have dominated the series dating back to 2010, 7-0. 34-14 last year down there. That was an important game for a playoff situation as well, as we covered that one on the road down there last year. Northeast, a team has had a lot of close games so far this year that a few of them have gone their way. A couple have not, including a loss to Comanche 41-40 last week. But you know, this is a team that's going to be ready, and your team's going to have to match that and come out and set the tone early on at home on Friday night.
Yeah, they're a dangerous team. They got a really nice quarterback. You know, Gavin Kramer's only a sophomore. He played against us last year as a freshman. He makes a lot of plays with his feet, does a lot of good things, hits a lot of receivers on the run. He's not a guy that's going to sit in the pocket and wait and wait. He takes his drop and doesn't like it. He's going to scramble, and he's going to run, or he's going to find somebody. They do a really good job of the scramble drill and getting guys open. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full with that. They, you know, they play the 3-3. They kind of move guys around. You know, we're going to probably see some different things Friday night. So, we, like you said, John, we got to match their intensity. We know what they have on the line. We know what we got on the line. So it should be a fun one Friday night.
Yes, indeed. At Dean Nelson Field in Monticello, good luck to you and to your team. Best of luck preparing for the playoffs. We will talk to you next Wednesday, I should say, to recap and preview. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, John. You too.
Wes Wilson, head coach of the Monticello Panthers here on the KMCH Sports Zone at 6:59 here as we cruise into the 7 o'clock hour. Several more coaches to get to before we wrap things up. As no Hawk Talk tonight. Hawkeyes on their bye week, of course, as Dolph and Coach Ferentz are off with no Hawk Talk returning until next Wednesday night. We will come back and continue on with the show next with North Lynn head coach Jared Callum. That's around the corner here from KMCH Sports.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority.
Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petland today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
Back in 7:02 here on a Wednesday night, KMCH Sports Zone. John Swisher along with you. Jared Callum is the head coach of the Northland Lynx, as the Lynx at 6-1 after a non-district opponent, 35-0 win over the Pirates of Hudson last Friday night on the road. A slower start, 0-0, but once you got things kicked into gear, 21-0 at halftime, then added 14 more points in that second half. Just had to get the kinks out of that bus trip to Hudson on Friday night, huh, Coach?
Yeah, and it wasn't even one of our longer games. Didn't really like the way we started. Good first drive, knocked back by a couple procedure penalties, end up in third and long, and then had to punt. And then, you know, a couple other drives with some holding calls throughout the night, you know, just, you know, putting ourselves in a hole that we didn't need to be in. You know, things we have to clean up, you know, in order to make a run here, certainly as the postseason approaches. But, you know, overall, offensively, I thought we played well. Our defense has been lights out, you know, all year long. Even against Alburnett when we lost, I thought our defense played outstanding. You know, EB's been running all over people. We held them to 8. And then from there on, we've got, you know, 3 shutouts throughout the year. Southwind scored on a short field on us against some substitutes. So our defense is playing very, very well right now.
Continue to fine-tune, improve, and find those adjustments that you can make here and there. At this point of the season, there's not a whole lot going into week number 8, getting ready for Maquoketa Valley. It's pretty simple for your team on the road. Win, and it's a district title, and can mean a couple of playoff games at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big game. You know, at practice, right now we're preaching. We're not going to go full contact, obviously. We're not going to go live. You know, right now it's a fine-tune thing. It's the little things. It's where your hand's placed. You know, where's your step on your zone step? How are you pulling? Where's your fit on defense? It's things like that. Just real little things. We've been really picky about this week. We've had a great week of practice. That cross-country meet last night, I thought, you know, we had a great vibe going. up on the game field after the cross country meet. Mm-hmm. Lights were on. We went late. we started at 6. We had to be up at the game field, you know, 7:30. It was getting dark. But, you know, I thought we had a really good practice last night and tonight. But, you know, it's just a little thing right now. And then, you know, Maquoketa Valley, we want to win an outright district title. Mm-hmm. We don't want to share anything. We don't want anything to come down to points. So we're going to put, you know, we're going to give them, obviously, our A game Friday night.
Yeah, obviously, it starts with Lance McShane, as we've talked about that for several weeks, over 1,100 yards coming in. So the focus starts there, but just trying to shut them down and what you can take advantage on of against their defense.
Yeah, I think our kids have heard his name maybe this week. somewhere on the scouting report, Coach Nielsen might have put Lance McShane down at least once. They know who he is. They know what number he is. He's their guy. He's one of the better backs in the area. Twenty some touchdowns, 1,100 yards. We know what we have to do Friday night. They got more than him, I think. The quarterback can throw a little bit. They've got a couple of young receivers that can get open. But they can involve him in the pass game also. So, you know, we need to be aware where he is all the time and really fly to the football.
And you've been through this a few times now with your time at North Lynn. How do you get players, I don't know how much you talk about, how do you get players not to look ahead, not to look to the playoffs and focus on this next game, which would get you the district title? And as I said, playoff home games, how do you get them to focus in?
Well, there's no look ahead at all. This is for a district title. In our eyes, we don't want to leave anything up to chance. If something weird would come down to points, whatever, you know, if Mac Valley's stuck in the three, we don't want EB getting a one by some kind of weird tiebreaker 17 deal.
Sure.
So we need to take care of business, and these kids have been really focused. They might talk about who we're playing next week themselves. Us coaches, all, you know, obviously as a coaching staff, you're kind of mapping out, you know, and we've got a different file that goes into games and stuff that we look at, but on huddle. But, you know, the kids might be talking amongst themselves, but I haven't heard anything about who we're playing or where we could go or any of that. It's been all Mac Valley this week, and, you know, and they're pretty focused on what they need to do Friday.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck against the Wildcats on the road in Delhi on Friday night. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week, Wednesday, to recap and a preview look at the first round of the playoffs for you and your team. Thanks for your time, as always, Coach. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thank you. Hey, real quick, if I'm still on, I'd like to give a shout out to our boys cross country team.
Yes.
First ever conference title.
Yes, we talked about that early in the show. That is great for your team, cross country, and just that school spirit. And talk about that, how it trickles down of supporting each other. And that was great to see.
That was awesome to see. And, you know, our boys ran really well. The football team actually parks all the buses and cars and stuff for our home meets. But that was really great to see our boys pull out that conference championship, first one in school history. Also, the girls also won. I know it's kind of shout the girls, you know, are expected to win and that kind of thing. But, you know, the girls, they ran really well, too. They scored 23 points, which is really good in a cross-country meet, if you know how to do the math, which I've learned over the time, Swish.
It's easy.
Having a daughter in cross-country now. Yeah, it's like golf, right? Low-score wins.
Yeah. It's easy when there's only 23 points to do the math.
Yes. Like 23, is that good, Bryn?
Yeah.
So, Megan Wheatley got second. You know, my daughter, Bryn Collum, got fifth. You know, they ran really well at our home meet. And then wish good luck to our girls volleyball team this week in their conference run, too. So,
indeed, conference.
It's a big week at North Lynn.
Indeed, conference. And then postseason opening up next week. Coach, thanks for your time.
You bet.
Jerry Collum.
Thank you.
You betcha. Jerry Collum, the head coach of the North Lynn Lynx. Yeah, a lot to be excited about there at North Lynn. As we mentioned, first time ever, the boys winning it. And together, girls and boys for North Lynn winning the Traverse Conference meet as they hosted it yesterday near Troy Mills. 7:08 here. Coach Jerry Alden is on deck, and he'll be next to talk about his team as we continue on. More of the Sports Zone after this from KMC Sports.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of The Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
Ten minutes after 7 o'clock of this Wednesday night, KMC Sports Zone continues on. John Swisher along with you. Jerry Alden's the head coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers as the Bucs improving their record. Top 10 team in Class A, a 6-1 mark on the season as they had a 71-0 win over Clayton Ridge last week at home in Winthrop, taking care of the Eagles. 71-0 came right out of the gate, coach, and put up 38 points, added 8 more for that halftime 46-0 score, and things were just rolling for your team against Clayton Ridge, a team who has struggled this year. But good to see no letdown from your team, coming out, taking care of the little things, I'm sure, and things were clicking, especially offensively, early and often on Friday night.
Yeah, I thought last week was probably one of the best weeks of practice we've had as far as just guys mentally preparing themselves, and we haven't had that all year. I mean, we might have one or two good practices a week, and then we have kind of a little lull, but I thought last week was a really, really good week as far as prep for us, and it obviously played out in the game Friday night. You know, Clayton Ridge, they're a young team, and yeah, they've struggled. We got up early on them. I think there was a running clock already in the first quarter. So, you know, we were able to get a lot of guys out early and get a lot of those younger JV guys in some big situations and got them a lot of playing time and got our starters a good portion of some rest.
Indeed, that's what it's about right now, heading into the final week of the season. And you talked about that kind of getting stale here once in a while in practice. How do you try to prevent that for them when they're 16, 17, 18-year-old kids of practice getting the kind of same old?
Well, you know, for us, I mean, we don't have a lot of seniors. I mean, we start, you know, 9 underclassmen on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we're asking, you know, those few seniors we have to have some leadership for us. And, you know, you're those young kids, those freshmen and sophomores and juniors for that matter. It's just they're learning that, you know, every day is important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every practice is important. Every rep is important. And you can't take those days off, because at the end of the week, it's going to come back to haunt you. And I think we learned that valuable lesson during homecoming week against Maquoketa Valley. I mean, our guys were definitely not ready to play to start that game, and it showed. And I think since then, they've realized that, and they've really been focused on both sides and special teams. And I thought Friday night offensively, you know, we were really good, especially up front. You know, we rushed for, I think we were close to 480 yards rushing, and, you know, we got to come out and throw the football a little bit, work on some things. And what I was really happy with is defensively, you know, it's, you know, 6 weeks in a row now or all season long, we've held the opponent to under 100 yards rushing. And, you know, we're going to have a big task at hand trying to,
to keep that this Friday night, because we're going to play a powerhouse rushing football team similar to us, and it's going to be kind of like looking in the mirror. And like we told our kids all week, is, you know, now we're going to kind of try to feel like what other teams feel like when they face us, because Southwind is going to be big up front. They're going to run the football. And, you know, we're going to have to be ready for it, because we haven't faced anybody like that this year, because everybody's been spread. And so it's been a different prep for us this week for that, but it's been a good week. We've had a great week so far. The energy level has been tremendous the last two nights. And, you know, we're really looking forward to the Friday night and making a run here toward the postseason.
No doubt about it. I talked to Coach Collum a little bit about this, when you're guaranteed in the playoffs, but continuing to get better, improve, focus on the task at hand. How much do you talk to your team, your players, about that focusing in and not worrying about next week and the playoffs of the task at hand this Friday night?
Well, we've talked to our players since week two. I mean, we knew when we got beat in that close game down against a really good North Lynn team down there, that we knew our backs were against the wall from that point on. I mean, we were going to have to win out if we wanted any chance of at least being a runner-up spot and hosting, and that's what we've put ourselves into right now. You know, we know that the only thing that we can control, you know, what we do, and that's get a win Friday night, and that guarantees us no worse than second place. That guarantees us a home football game on the first week of the playoffs, and that's what we can control. You know, now other things that could happen, you know, if North Lynn would happen to slip up or something and we get a win, then there's a strong chance we could win the district. But first things first is we have to play our best football on the road on Friday night, and I think our kids realize that. They've been focused, and you know, we'll worry about the postseason after Friday night. You know, we've been there before. You know, we know how to prepare for it. So, you know, I think our kids are anxious. You know, you can kind of tell in these last 2 weeks that they know the season is at that downward swing right now. So you kind of see that energy level really start to come up, because they know, you know, for, you know, a lot of teams, tomorrow night is their last high school football game. And, you know, we're just glad we know we're going to have an opportunity to play a couple more weeks. And you know, hopefully if things fall into place and we get good matchups, we can make it an extended season.
For sure. And good luck coming up this Friday night as you travel up to Calmer to take on at Southwind. Coach, we'll recap and preview your playoff first round destination. Welcoming in a team next week on Wednesday night, as always. Thanks for your time, Jerry, and have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Jerry Alden, the head coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers, here on the Sports Zone at 7:17. We will continue on. A few more coaches to get to before we wrap it all up this Wednesday night. We'll do that next right here from KMCH Sports.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
The KM State Sports Zone continues on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. James Rochford, the 12th-year head coach of the Edco Vikings, joining me here on the program as Edco falling last week, the record at 3-3 and 2-2 in district play, still in the hunt for the playoffs, and with a win, they can get in. Even with a loss, they could get in with an at-large bid, depending how things play out in the eight-player game. But, Coach, we step back. Coach James Rochford from the Vikings, step back and take a look at that loss, 62-20 on a homecoming for the Vikings, and Easton Valley just proved that they are probably the best team in this district for sure at your place on Friday night.
Yeah, they're without a doubt the best team in the district. You know, there's a reason they're ranked, you know, third or fourth, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of team speed, a lot of very physical team, very talented. They're able to do a lot of things and do it out of different formations and stuff. So we had our hands full. We stayed with them early on. But they could score at will. They had players that we just couldn't hang with. And we just kind of fell behind, and then it was too far to come back. So
experiences to take away from that on Friday night and prepare going into the final week of the regular season here. You always love to have that chance to have your own destiny in your hands, and your team has that, getting ready for your matchup and your road trip down to Wyoming on Friday night.
Yeah, we can't complain that, you know, we want to make the playoffs. That's very possible. We just have to take care of business against Midland, and they'll be a tough team, physical, and get a really talented quarterback, and will be a great challenge for us.
And what else concerns you about the Eagles, and what do you have to do to try to slow them down?
Well, we have to stop their run, and that primarily is their quarterback, but you know, they have other kids that can run the ball. If we stop that, the quarterback throws the ball fairly well, but they're not as talented, you know, in the receiver department. So I kind of feel like if we can stop their run and force them to pass, do something they're uncomfortable doing, then we can definitely hold them. So,
talk about what you enjoy most about being around this group. Had a slower start, tough start, played some good teams, but then have come on lately and put yourself in this position, battled through some adversity with the injuries early on and midway through the season as well. What do you like most about this group?
Well, these guys have come a long way in the short time they've played varsity football. Coming from only having two starters last year to you know, a lot more kids that are able to get in and play and contribute good minutes to us. And I thought they've grown a lot. They've become a physical ball club. Their football knowledge and understanding of what we're doing has really grown. And they're a fun group to be around. They're a good group of kids.
And some of these kids have gone through this last year going into the final week of the regular season with a big game on the line, a chance for the playoffs. How much do you talk about it? How much do you rely on your senior leaders to kind of lead the way and say, hey, we've been through this. We know what to do.
Well, I think we're going to rely on senior leaders. I mean, they have been there. They know what it's like. They've been around winning programs. And, you know, they just they don't want to quit. They don't want to lose. And very tenacious as far as that goes. And I like our chances, especially with this group of seniors and whatnot. We have got some great leadership there.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck to you Friday night. We will recap and a preview next Wednesday. Thanks for your time as always. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, John.
James Rochford, the head coach of the Edco Vikings here on the program. More of the KMCH Sports Zone from KMCH Sports coming up next.
Hi, this is Phil from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ed Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
/7:24 now here on this Wednesday night. KMC Sports Zone moves along. John Swisher along with you, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks. Doug Winkowicz joins me now as his team undefeated going into week number 8 of District 3 of Class 3A. The Hawks with their latest win last Friday night. That road trip up to Hampton, taking on Hampton Dumont Cal and taking down the Bulldogs by the score of 39-16 as it started out to 7-3 Hawks at the end of one quarter, 20-10 at halftime. So a game that wasn't totally in command until that second half for your team to put it away with the 23-point victory, coach. But able to get it done in all the phases. Talk about how you thought your team played, especially starting out at Hampton on Friday night.
Yeah, I thought really, you know, with the exception of a couple turnovers, which I thought we played pretty good. I mean, we had three turnovers, two probably forced by them. They did a terrific job of stripping the ball. They got us on the opening kickoff, and we were able to hold them to three there. You know, offensively, I felt like we were in control of the line of scrimmage all night. I thought the guys up front did a tremendous job, and I think that showed with our ground game numbers. But, you know, I mean, all in all, I thought the things went about as planned. And like I said, had we not turned the ball over three times, I think we probably would have put another score or two on the board. So I think the kids came out and played pretty well.
And it comes down, as we've talked about over and over, execution, taking care of the little things, and how those things become oh so big when you get to this stage of the season.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, you score how many times, and of course it's that one drive that I can remember vividly that we got stopped on. And you know, we had a couple penalties in that drive and just kind of shot ourselves in the foot. And you know, of course, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
But we're continuing to improve. I think our guys up front are on both sides of the ball are just continuing to show improvement. It was really nice to have Jack Smith back. He was a two-way starter for us a year ago as a sophomore, broke his ankle. We got him back this past week, and he played a tremendous game for his first night back. So we're getting healthy, we're getting better, and we're finding some depth. And I think the guys have done a nice job here again this week of getting ready to play another one.
What do you like most about what your team's doing right now, all the things considered, and being able to go undefeated in the district right now to this point? What do you like the most about how they're playing?
Well, I think defensively, I think we've seen our biggest improvement in the third level. I think our secondary guys have shown some vast improvement, and Hampton did a tremendous job of throwing the football. They roll out, he got rid of the ball really quick. I thought our kids, but what happened there was we were making the tackles, and I think that's something we weren't doing earlier in the season. And then offensively, you know, for a couple of weeks, which I just kind of felt like I couldn't move forward, like I want to do some stuff, put in a wrinkle, add some things, and it was just a real struggle, I think, maybe trying to bring some young guys along. And, mm-hmm. and now these last three or four weeks, I really feel like we're kind of hitting stride a little bit offensively, really getting our ground attack going, and of course, we can throw it when we want to.
Indeed, and getting ready for a big game on Brown Field this week with Independence, another team in the district, 3-0, so colliding for a chance to secure a district title spot with a win for your team. So we've seen this act before, and last year we saw it and how big game situation it is when these two teams get together in this district, and here we are again.
Yeah, you know, we're excited. I mean, we're going to find out right where we're at here Friday night. You know, we're playing a very good football team that's only lost one game all year. You know, they've got a tremendous quarterback that runs and throws it as good as anybody in the district. And we know we're going to have our hands full trying to keep him corralled. But we're really planning on just trying to continue to move the chains and play a little ball control and try to keep it out of his hands and, you know, make that big play when you got a chance to make it.
How do you talk about, how do you go through with your coaches and your kids? They've been through this before in other sports, and some of them in football, newer layers this year with different roles, but staying in the moment, not getting too excited or too up and too down, the old Kirk Ferentz method there of staying even keeled. How much do you talk about it? How do you go about it?
you know, we bring it up briefly. We tell them the coaches can talk about it. We're gonna get it out. You know, we felt like coming off of last Friday night's game, we secured a playoff spot. Get that out in the open. Let the kids know, hey, here's where we're at. Now, if you want to play that first game at home, you got to win the next one, and then you move on. You get right back to where your feet are at, and you just continue to get better and try to prep for the next team. And don't look ahead. Just take every day as it comes and make sure that we're prepared and ready to go.
Indeed. And getting ready for senior night on Brown Field as all the seniors will be represented as your honorary captain, so to speak, all 12 seniors on this year's roster. And what a group it's been here and coming through this year early on with that adversity, getting through that tough schedule, and now a chance to win a district title on their senior night. It'd be a special occasion, but the first goal is first at task at hand, I should say, is honoring this group of seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a great, great group of guys, and we'll honor them and kind of have our parents' night, senior parent night at the same time, and show those guys our appreciation. And I got to give the seniors credit. I think coming off non-district 1-3, a lot of questions, you know, what ifs and how good are we? And I thought the seniors did a really nice job of keeping us grounded and helping younger guys understand, hey, we've been through this before. We're just going to keep plugging away and continue to prove. We got something that we want to prove to this community. And I think these guys have done a nice job of just keeping us right in there and giving us a chance.
No doubt. And lower levels, give us a quick update on Fresh Soft. And then middle school, what you've seen and heard from the lower levels of the Hawk program.
Yeah, middle school kids wrap up actually tomorrow night. The eighth graders eighth graders are home tomorrow against Solon, and the seventh graders are down there. And seventh grader, you know, talking to Coach Voss, those guys just keep getting better and improving. Their record isn't where they want it to be, but they had a big win last week against Independence, and those kids just continue to make strides. Our eighth grade, we got a nice eighth grade bunch. I believe they've lost one in the season. And then the freshman sophomore schedule switch is kind of, it's kind of confusing with us. You know, I really love the old ninth grade schedule and the 10th grade schedule and the varsity schedule. We just don't get that anymore. You know, our freshmen are typically playing sophomores on Friday night curtain raisers. And then when we play our sophomores on Thursday or Monday, we're usually playing juniors and seniors. So it's a little unfair to those guys as far as record. But I'll tell you what, these kids are all working really hard. We've got great numbers down in those two grades. And it's going to be a group that I'm really excited about.
Good to hear. All right, Coach, have a good one on Friday night. Best of luck. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time as always.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Wish.
Doug Winkowicz, fine head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, here on the program as we will venture along one more coach to get to. That's Coach Justin Putz of the Independence Mustangs. As we just talked to Coach Wink and Coach Putz, the other side of the spectrum, Independence and West Delaware clashing here on a Friday night at Brown Field in Manchester. And we'll hear the thoughts of Independence head coach Justin Putz when we come back to wrap up the show here right after this from KMC Sports.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver, Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in red power.
Edgewood Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrient Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
And welcome back into the Cam Shade Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you, the head coach of the Independence Mustangs, Justin Putz, joining me here as we look at the Mustangs, a 7-1 record as they are undefeated at 4-0 in District Number 3 after that 47-7 home win over Charles City last Friday night. 27 points in that first quarter. Offense was rolling. The defense didn't allow anything till very late in the game, Coach. So, executed, well-played game, I would suspect, for the most part, against the Comets Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job of coming out fast, and
able to really get things going physically that first drive. I moved the ball well on the ground. Got a couple passes in there. And then, forced a three and out. We're able to kind of score again and get a few turnovers. I don't think the punting unit saw the field. So that was a good night when that happens. But it really felt like defensively we did a nice job of being locked into assignments, forced a few turnovers, had a pick six there in the second half. And had our hands on a few other balls that I think we picked another one off, but had a few others that we could have picked off. And just kind of around the ball all night, played fast, and really never let Charles City get comfortable early on.
Great to hear for your team. Keep that momentum going as the Mustangs will take on West Delaware in a very important game in District Number 3 in Class 3A this week, coming into Friday night, as you'll be here in Manchester on Brown Field. So the mindset here, getting ready each and every week. This is a little bigger game than the other ones have been, but still your approach, I'm sure, with your team is we still got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, no, the approach doesn't change a ton, and part of that is because if you don't have a great approach in the previous weeks, then this game's not as big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you go over to Hampton Dumont and you play poorly and you lose that ball game, then some of the significance other than just the sheer rivalry of this game, kind of rubs off. So, West Delaware done a nice job in district play of taking care of business, and we've done a nice job, in district play of taking care of business to get this game to mean something and have some district, standings on the line. But, certainly you have to approach each week that way or otherwise, you don't play for anything. We kind of tell our guys, to play in a game, a game that truly matters or a game with some pressure on you, that's earned a little bit. And you have to do things the right way and get opportunities that truly matter, and our guys have. So, we're excited for the opportunity, the challenge, but mentality-wise, we don't change a ton more other than focusing on playing good discipline, physical assignment football.
This is a series that West Delaware controls right now, 10-3. You've won two of the last three matchups. Last year, Hawks winning 25-14 at your place, but you won the previous two, 33-0 and 31-14. So getting ready for this edition of Coach Wink and the Hawks, what concerns you? What do you look towards here?
Yeah, when you play West Delaware, it's always going to be a battle, at least in the more recent times here that I've been involved in the series. I feel like we've had some nice battles. But, they're going to be a physical football team. They're going to be a pretty disciplined football team. And they're going to be able to do things that if there's familiarity to it, they know what we're going to want to do. And they're going to, try to come after you from that aspect. Now, this year's team, really physical. They got some big guys up front. Run the ball, as well as a lot of the teams that they've had recently. But probably running at a higher percentage than some of the teams have recently. I look in that last week's game, well over 350 yards on the ground, multiple backs, quarterback getting in the mix. So, you really got to play physical. You really got to read keys, because they have guys that can get you up the middle, outside, QB keeps, and then you can't fall asleep on the pass. I always say when you have a team that really wants to run the football, the last thing you can do is fall asleep and give them some cheap in the pass game for 6 points or easy first downs because you lost your focus a little bit. So, really, and I think, football in general too, if you can't stop the run, it's going to be a long night. And, a team that really wants to run the ball like they do, you better come ready to fight in the trenches and force them to not be able to run the ball.
For some of your younger kids that didn't go through the end of the season and postseason journey a year ago, getting them ready for this approach, do you leave that on your captains, the other leadership? How much as coaches do you talk about? You've been in some big games this year, but this will probably be the biggest one, biggest stage on the road. How much do you talk about it?
You talk about it a little bit. I would say probably comparable to two other games, but I think one of the messages that we've had with our guys and at least, for the most part, anybody on the varsity field on Friday, was on the team last year for the most part. They're around the week eight, maybe not necessarily the playoff run, but they're around week eight last year with a district title on the line, of what that game was like. And, some of the older guys can talk to them about it. And, our message is you don't get a chance to do things again every time. We felt like we're down in the red zone last year, 2 minutes ago in the third quarter, and we had a couple lazy reps, and I ended up not scoring that drive, and then West Delaware went down and scored quickly and kind of took control of that ball game. And so, to still have that taste in your mouth, I know some of our guys have that, to get a chance to come out and being in another matchup with similar, you know, with similar things on the line, it's kind of rare. But, you know, a lot of things and a lot of hard work had to go into, you know, getting another opportunity at this. So our guys certainly remember not finishing the game the way we wanted to last year, and they're really ready to come out and show that we're a little bit different this year.
Indeed. Well, we wish you the best of luck against the Hawks coming up on Friday night. All the coverage here, of course, from KMCH Sports, along with our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Coach, best of luck. We will recap and preview next Wednesday. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Justin Putz, head coach of the Independence Mustangs, here on the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. We'll have more of the program coming up right after this from KMCH Sports.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I got to tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
.741 now here this Wednesday night. We wind down the Sports Zone, KMCH Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. John Swisher, Josh Christensen back in as we've gotten through our interview portion of the program as we take a look at week number 8 in high school football season coming up. We talked about all of our coaches here on the program tonight. Josh, what do you take away from all you heard? Unfortunately, not able to get the board set for you to be heard by those coaches. We'll work on that. But what'd you take away tonight from what you heard from our coverage area coaches?
Well, I mean, a couple things. I mean, it's really cool to see teams that just a turnaround from one year to the other, that being a team like Maquoketa Valley. Remember, this was a team that had one win last year. That was their season opener, lost 7 in a row. Now, when we talked to head coach Trevor Arnold, I mean, we knew that it was going to be a very tricky season for them, having just 20 players. Could they stay healthy? And so far, they have mostly been able to stay healthy, and look at where they are right now. They are 5-2 overall. Yeah, they might not be able to claim a district championship, but they're in the playoffs. They've been able to stay healthy, led by Lance McShane and what he's been able to do. I mean, they got a great game on Friday versus Northland, who, of course, had a that upset, got upset by Albernette in the season opener, but has basically found its footing since then. And then, anytime Independence and West Delaware play each other, whether it's on the football field, the wrestling mat, basketball court, I mean, it's always a big deal. And this one is going to be interesting because, remember, it was a very slow start for West Delaware to the season. We were wondering, you know, they weren't really getting things going offensively, and they've been able to pick things up since then, yeah, they did have the loss to Waverly Shell Rock in between, but it seems like they've found their footing. And then Independence has actually been tested a couple of times this season, barely beating Clear Creek Amana by 6. I think they beat Vinton Shelsburg by 7. Mm-hmm. They were able to beat Hampton Dumont, but it was it took a little bit. They won 21-7. So Independence, it's not as if they're, yes, they're games where they're rolling over teams, but they've also been able to win the close games. So they have faced some adversity this year, and that could be the key for them going into Manchester on Friday night. And then as we our other game that we're going to be at up in Waverly with Western Dubuque, and this is a team member that started 0-2, and since that Hail Mary against Liberty, this team has been on a roll, and a big reason why has been a quarterback switch. They started out with a senior on the team, and now they've gone with a freshman ever since then, and Brett Harris. And we know that last name. We know what Calvin did, and we had Coach Justin Penner on the program, and there no way you want to compare what Calvin did to what his brother is doing right now, because what Calvin did for the program it's not fair to anybody to be able to compare him. But it really seems like that has really changed that team quite a bit. And I mean, they've been on a roll ever since then. They've won 5 straight, and they have this important game against Waverly Shell Rock that'll basically decide who's going to win that district title. So as we said, mainly we know a lot of teams that they're pretty much set. They're in the playoffs. Maybe it's where the position is going to be. But it's amazing what some of these teams went through as far as adversity, like Maquoketa Valley going from last year to this year. And then all of a sudden, like a team like Western Dubuque just making maybe one simple change, and then one play basically changes their entire season in a way as well. And then we have some matchups that really are going to do have some meaning, and that's definitely going to be exciting on Friday night.
Yeah, it's all about momentum and how things go your way, getting some breaks sometimes. And as you talked about, Maquoketa Valley staying healthy, and those kids out in that program this year, they were hungry for wins after what they went through last year with the 1-7 campaign, and things have just worked out in their favor. They've worked hard for it, they've played well, and they've been able to get the job done. As you said, a meaningful game and a chance to the playoffs for the first time in a while for MV football is great to see. And Western Dubuque, our coverage area game of the week. The Bobcats travel up to Waverly, a chance to win that District 2 Class 4A, as Western Dubuque at 3-0. Waverly Shell Rock at 3-0. They're the number 2 team in Class 4A. Roger Reed and I will have all the coverage coming up around 7:30 on Friday night, live on KMCH.com and the KMCH2 app. Our main game, of course, West Delaware football against the Independence Mustangs, live on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Also, right here on all our audio platforms at Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, as Jamie, Ryan, and Bill will have you covered, as Josh will be there as the video operator on Friday night at Brownfield. Getting ready for that one. And don't think that some of those West Delaware kids won't remember state baseball as well for a little revenge factor. Just how Independence looked back on football and wrestling the year before going into that state baseball. So, yeah, intriguing matchup with that Highway 20 rivalry whenever those teams get together, for sure. Coming up tomorrow, don't forget, we have West Delaware volleyball. Hawks trying to win a conference tournament tomorrow in the old format, back with 11 teams. We'll travel down to Mount Vernon. We'll have coverage of that for you starting at 4 o'clock. The Hawks will play in the middle school gym down on the campus of Mount Vernon Schools at 4 o'clock against South Tama. Joan and I will have all the coverage. Hopefully we go into the later night hours, as that would mean a trip to the championship game, slated for around 8 o'clock tomorrow night down in the main gym at Mount Vernon High School. We'll keep you updated. We'll have results from the WAMAC Conference Cross Country Meet that will be held over on the campus of MHI in Independence tomorrow night. So all that ahead in the next couple of days here from KMCH Sports. All right, Josh, we will talk to you again in the next couple of days, getting ready for that football contest, and we'll have you back next week here and getting ready for playoff football for the smaller schools, and we'll also talk about some volleyball postseason as our coverage will start Monday night with some coverage area volleyball. Always an exciting time for these kids, also emotional time for seniors playing their final games, and we don't that doesn't get lost upon us too. Always a tough time to end your career in any sport, especially when you're a senior, and we will talk about that more as the week goes along. So have a great weekend, my friend.
Absolutely. No, it's I always say, I mean, it gets these seasons go by quicker and quicker every single time, but it's just amazing to see all the players, all the athletes, several of them that, you know, you cover them from when they first start as freshmen. That, like you said, some of them are in their senior years, and that's the one thing that we love about this business is being able to see these athletes have so much success and grow as athletes and students, and it's definitely an exciting time when it comes to the fall sports.
No doubt about it. Josh Christensen, I'm John Swisher. That is the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. We'll get you back into the music. Again, no Hawk Talk tonight because of the bye week for the Iowa Hawkeye football program. As we venture along, volleyball tomorrow, football on Friday. Have yourselves a good rest of your week and a great weekend, everybody. So long for now.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.